Welcome back to the mobile version of the Lifelike Orange podcast. I'm Ichabod Broccoli, running an errand, going through a roundabout. You know, it's funny, these roundabouts are a new addition to my town here, and a lot of people just don't know how to deal with them. I've been fortunate enough to visit some different cities, states, and countries who use roundabouts as a regular thing. It, for the most part, it keeps anyone from having to stop at an intersection. You just have to slow down, pick your spot, and make your way in. This particular roundabout that I just drove through, it's very small, and there's usually not people in it. You just get to kind of cruise through it like it was a yield sign, you know? But you got people who come up and they stop and they're looking around. They don't know what to make of it. That's just kind of funny. What I wanted to talk about today was other people. You know, I like to talk about other people. People that I don't know, more specifically. I want to talk about people that I don't know. People who I see on the road, I don't know anything about them except for what they have stuck on the vehicle that they've chosen. So I know what vehicle they've chosen, I know how they drive it, and I know what preferences or beliefs they choose to stick on it. Specifically, I want to talk about people who drive pickup trucks. I don't currently have any specific gripe against actual truck drivers. You know, people licensed Class A, semi, 10-wheelers. I'm sure there's plenty of things about those folks that I could criticize as well. But right now, I just want to talk about the pickups. Now, I've had a thing recently about these, you know, ridiculously oversized pickups that so many people are driving. And I don't see any point to having a truck that big, especially when it's just like a showpiece. They don't appear to be using it for any work. For a long time, I've said pickup trucks are for tools. So if there aren't any in the back, then look in the front. Aside from that, I've just noticed that not all pickup truck drivers are bad. I mean, that's totalizing. That would be a bad thing for me to say about anyone or anything. You can't just say everyone who is or does this is all bad. I could probably be pretty accurate in saying everyone who is a Ku Klux Klan member, for example, or a Nazi Party member is mostly someone that I don't agree with and wouldn't like. I'm sure there are some things about them, like maybe some of them are cat people, and I'd say, oh yeah, I like cats too. But that's probably about where it would end, because I wouldn't put swastika armbands on my cat, or, pointy white hoods, or I don't know what these people do. And I don't want to know, I don't want to get closer to them. Pickup truck drivers, not so extreme. And there are plenty of them who I pay no attention to. They don't do anything that bothers me. But so much of the time, they're doing things like they're driving unnecessarily fast for the conditions, going way faster than the people around them. And a lot of times driving too close to other people, it just seems dangerous. And when I see that, then yeah, I think, okay, there's one of those pickup truck drivers that I would have some things to say to. right now I'm next to a Ford F-250 four-door with a shell on it, campus shell, and it's a little large. It's got an Oakland Raiders license plate frame on it. It's all fine. I'm not a football fan, and I don't typically hold it against people when they are. But if you put that on top of some oversized pickup that they're driving poorly or unsafely, inconsiderately, then yeah, I'm gonna add that to it. Fucking moron football fan. Which doesn't mean that I think all football fans are morons. I think it helps. But, just to get off on watching a bunch of guys crashing into each other and giving each other brain damage. I mean, I understand it's kind of a cultural thing. A lot of people are raised to believe that football is really important. And their families, their dads are all into it, and their brothers are all into it, and the only way to fit in is to be all into it. It is what it is. And I'm not trying to stop that. I mean, if they decided that football wasn't safe and they wanted to outlaw it, then I wouldn't be mad. Plenty of people would. And I don't know what they would do. They'd riot and they would be ridiculous because people are ridiculous. But when I see a pickup truck and the driver is driving stupidly, you know, and on top of that, they have some, you know, sports team sticker on their window, and then they have also, they'll have some sticker that's, has no purpose except to offend people, like a Calvin pissing sticker, or one of those fake PETA stickers that says, people for the eating of tasty animals. You know, there was probably a time in my life when I would have thought that was funny, because offending the sensibilities of people who are all, you know, concerned about the welfare of the little fluffy things. I could see making fun of that. Just like I'll make fun of vegans now. And I do think it's funny to offend the sensibilities of vegans. But that's part of the hypocrisy that I live with, that I embody, is that I pick and choose these things. I've said this before, it's nothing new. I pick and choose the things that I deem acceptable or not noteworthy at all, and the things that are worthy of derision and mockery and so forth. We all do it. And I'm just one who will admit it openly. I like to think that that's a good thing. A few minutes ago, I was passed by somebody driving a Toyota pickup, and some part of me always kind of chuckles when the people in the Toyotas try to drive like they're a badass in the Chevy pickup or whatever, but they're driving a Tacoma, you know, and this guy, it sounded like a four-cylinder engine he had in his pickup. It was kind of sad, because he revved it and tried to pass me and a bunch of other people, and it took way too long. With the RPMs he was at, and the open lane he got himself into, it's like, dude, you should be able to move. It was sad. This guy's trying to be a badass in his little Toyota. And I believe that these people, these patriotic pickup truck drivers, would prefer to drive an American truck. A Ford, a Chevy, a Dodge, GMC, you know. Which is not to say that these trucks are made in the U.S., and they don't care. They don't care if the labor is farmed out to other countries and they exploit underpaid workers. You know, they just want that emblem of an American company on their truck so that they can stick an American flag with a blue stripe through the middle of it on the back of their window. That's another one of those stickers that causes me to judge people unfairly. I mean, you put any American flag, particularly if you have like a full-sized American flag flying off of a pole sticking in the back of your truck, that's kind of absurd. I'm not anti-American, don't get me wrong. What I'm against is the people. This is another thing that really frustrates me. It seems like progressive people or open-minded accepting people are anti-American or they're not patriotic, because the people who are putting flag stickers on things and flying the flags off their cars are people who are not progressive or accepting or open-minded. And it's giving the flag a bad name. I love our country. I would like to see some things change about it. But you know what? These people, these quote-unquote patriots, would like to see some things change too. Now, they think that what we need to do is go back to the way things were before. You know, make America great again. But it's still change. They want to see change in what exists now. But they think retro change, going backwards, is the way to go. And progressives, we think, you know, we're making some progress here. We've changed some laws and we've made people aware of some of the mistreatment that's been prevalent in our society. And people are just being more mindful of the things that they do. Like, I didn't know, forgive me, but I didn't know that blackface was such an affront, such an insult. I didn't know. I mean, obviously it can be done very poorly and tastelessly. And looking back, okay, I guess I can't really imagine or defend a tasteful use of blackface, but I thought it was just goofing around. It's just something that people did. And now I know that it's offensive and it's unacceptable, and I'm okay with that. I'm not gonna protest, paint my face black, and go out there and say, I know my rights, I can put shoe polish on my skin if I want. I don't think that it should be a crime. I don't think it should be labeled as hate speech or anything like that. But I'm not going to do it. I'm also not going to ostracize anyone who has done it in the past, because sometimes it seemed like the thing to do. I mean, sometimes people wanted to impersonate a black person, and it might have been respectfully. It might have been, oh, I really like and admire this person, but I don't look like them, so I want to try to make myself look a little more like them so I can represent them. And looking back, I could see that the color of their skin is not an aspect that needs to be represented. Right? I mean, you could do everything else, be like a white version of that person, and still pay them respect. But we've been stupid for a long time, and we've made progress, and we want to continue making progress. While some people do not. They want to regress, they want to digress, they want to turn around and go back the other way, because they want things like hate speech and disrespect to be okay and commonly accepted again. They're not going to say that that's what it is, but that's what it is. They want to make lynching fine again. They want the people who murdered Ahmaud Arbery to go free because, oh, that's our American right to murder black people when we feel like it. And it's a terrible, terrible thing that we shouldn't do. And I urge people to follow on social media the posts of Sean King and Lee Merritt Esquire and just see all the terrible things that are happening to black and minority Americans across the country. It seems like every day, it probably is every day. I don't know if they make the news every day, but people like Sean King make sure that a lot of these things do get in the news. And it's heartbreaking. I open up my Instagram and I see, oh, here's another innocent young black person who's been shot either almost or all the way to death. And their families, and it's just really difficult to see that every day. But it's nothing compared to the families who have to endure that, who lose their family members. And thank you. I can't compare, and I don't turn them off or unfollow because as difficult as it is, I have been told, and understandably so, that we need, particularly white Americans, need to become uncomfortable with the way that things are in order for us to want to make a change. And that change isn't silencing people who are making us uncomfortable. That change is stopping the people who are creating the circumstances of this discomfort. So I just think that we need to open our borders and open our minds and open our hearts and be more accepting of people. And we need to judge people based on their behavior, on their actions, not on their things that they can't control or their culture, you know. And I understand that football is a culture, and it's an integral part of a lot of people's and families' culture. And like I said, I'm not trying to put a stop to that, but the behavior is the thing that people have control over and can change. And if people's behavior proves to be driving a ridiculously giant pickup truck with sporting team stickers on it and, you know, thin blue line flags and hate stickers, things like that, well, I'm going to judge those people because I don't approve. And someone else who bothers me for entirely different reasons is those people who drive those little compact imports and they put those noisy mufflers on them, and they put the spoilers and the heck are you doing? And all these things to trick them out, make them look fancy. It's like, why? Why are you spending so much money to make your little streetcar look like a race car? And I know, deep down, I don't have to go that deep, but I do know that it's, again, it's culture. It's part of their culture. It's a car culture thing. And when all your friends get these cars and they want to impress each other with what they've done to their cars, and there's probably like a minimum amount of things you need to do to it for your friends to not make fun of you. And like putting that stupid spoiler on the back. And they just, they keep adding things, and like that's their focus, it seems. Because that's where they're putting all their money, and just to impress their friends. It doesn't impress the general public. People don't go, oh wow, look at that little Mazda with all the customizations. Like, I think only other car people would care about that stuff. And it's part of the culture. Again, you know, the culture, the car customizing culture, people care about that stuff. And it's most upsetting when you see somebody with a family, you know, they've got small children, but they're driving around in this stupid little car that maybe doesn't have a back seat, or just they're spending money to customize their car instead of taking care of their children. You could say, oh, they're taking care of their children also. All right, but it just seems like there are better things you could be doing. And that, like I said, this is a stupid, stupid thing to judge people on. And it's a free country, and people should be able to spend their money how they want on the things that interest them. And it's just, really just a judgment. It's my opinion. But it doesn't do any good having a car that looks like it's supposed to be in a rally race or something, but you're driving it on the street. And it's like these hot rods, these Mustangs or Camaros or whatever, that are all supercharged and super fast and powerful and spin their tires taking off from a stoplight. And why would you need to do that? Why would you want to do that? I know there's a certain amount of being a badass that Americans pride themselves on, and they want to do that, and it's all about the opinion of other people. They'll swear up and down they don't care what other people think, and that's part of their whole personality. They'll talk about how independent they are and how much they don't care about what people think, but they do so much to make people feel a certain way about them, to make people think certain things about them. They care so much, it's obvious. Just saying that they don't care what people think about them implies that they care what people think. They want people to think that they don't care. It's all part of it. They care way too much about their image. So, I don't hate everyone who drives a pickup truck. I don't hate everyone who's a football fan. I don't hate everyone who supports police officers. What I dislike is the cliches who just gather it all up, and they just make that their persona. It's like, I love football and America the way it used to be, and the police. And they don't love the police when they're raiding the Capitol, but they love them when they're killing black people. So, it's not pickup trucks or sports fans or supporters of the police departments that I dislike. It's a culture. It's a culture that includes all of those things combined, and also includes a lack of an open mind and compassion for people outside of their culture. And while we're at it, the Asians. Oh, I'm kind of kidding, because that is It's not a good thing to say. It's the opposite of my beliefs, my ranting, and open-mindedness and inclusion. But I do feel that many Asian families and Asian people are very exclusive of their culture. They don't want to invite other aspects of other cultures in. They are kind of closed-minded that way. Only things that are part of their culture are acceptable. It's not all of them, definitely, but many of them that I've seen want to import their culture to our country and push out anything else, be unaccepting of anything else. If they don't speak Chinese, then we don't respect them, kind of thing. And that's just an example. I don't have anything against the Chinese people. I spend time in Singapore, where the people are primarily of Chinese descent, and there are plenty of very decent, kind people there. I don't have anything against Chinese people per se. And what I'm learning from saying this is that what I do have a problem with is cultures that are not accepting of other cultures. That aspect of American culture, the patriot who feels that only things that are American, which is ironic and hypocritical and ridiculous, because most everything American comes from something else. They think only things that are clearly American in their heritage are worthy of existence. And same goes for people who think only things of a Chinese origin are acceptable, or only things of Mexican origin, or of Cuban, or of German, or French. Oh gosh, the French, boy. So any culture that excludes anything else and doesn't want to accept any other cultures or aspects of other cultures, they upset me. I'm actually glad I've talked this through and come to that realization, because that is a big part of what bothers me. Now, the thing about sports culture, or specifically football culture, so, I mean, obviously every sport has its culture, and there's like a baseball culture, and I think baseball is mind-numbingly dull and pointless and absurd for a lot of reasons. But I feel like there is, while people get really into baseball and everything, they're not as aggressive about it. They can love baseball, and in between, when nothing is happening, because so much of the time in baseball nothing is happening, they're able to sit down, take a breath, and wait for something to cheer for or to boo or whatever. And there's something calming about that, I think, where baseball fans accept that sometimes you have to just sit down, take a breath. And while football is not as nonstop as something like basketball or soccer, where most of the time people are running around, keeping the game in play, keeping the game happening. You know, baseball has a lot of downtime. Now, I don't know about football, because it seems like football is a whole lot of talking and planning and preparing, and then a little bit of actually playing. I haven't watched a lot of it, but I feel like the time of a football game from beginning to end is the majority of the time they're not physically playing the game. And you could say that the strategy and the huddles and all that are part of the playing, and that's fine. Your culture is going to tell you that everything that they do is okay and acceptable, and that's part of it. But to me, when the action is happening, when the ball is in play and things are happening, that's when the game is being played. And I think, from what I've seen, football has a lot more, well, maybe not a lot more, but less than baseball, but still more time spent in between plays than actually during plays. Because more rare are the plays that actually stretch out. Somebody gets off a good pass and somebody runs the distance, you know. And the ball actually being in play and people running. It usually doesn't last that long because somebody gets tackled or, you know, quarterback gets sacked or whatever. And there's something that happens that stops the action, that stops the play. I don't know why I'm talking about that, but I feel like football fans are just more aggressive about their teams and their fandom, and about their culture, about keeping football in the culture. Like, if you have somebody in a family who's not a football fan, but everybody else in the family is, well, I feel like that person who isn't is going to be singled out and ostracized and, you know, borderline abused because they don't care about football the way the rest of the family does. I think that's less so with a baseball fan or a soccer fan or something like that. They might just be like, "Oh, what's wrong with you? You don't like this? Come on, this is cool," or whatever. But football fans, I feel like they're a little more aggressive about, well, everything probably, and that they probably beat up on people who don't participate in the culture to their satisfaction. Seems like something they would do, because the game itself is a lot of bullying and pushing people around, and in most other sports, you know, it's a foul if you physically push somebody down or hurt them. Well, not like fighting or wrestling. I mean, obviously, when fighting is the object of the game, it's different. But even there, they have rules. But I'm not even going to go into that because I don't want to start a fight with the UFC fans or anything like that. It's like taking a hard stance against pro-gun people. You don't want them for an enemy. So, I don't have a problem with any of these individual things. Well, not a specific big problem with any of these specific things. Except for the excessive police violence against predominantly minority Americans. They need to stop shooting black people for no reason. Well, they need to stop shooting them if they can avoid it at all. There are plenty of times when someone is perpetrating some sort of crime or infraction, and there's no need to use deadly force against them. And in those times, the police just need to be more aware. They need to be aware of the alternatives. like the alternatives they use against white people. Now, I've thought for a while now that if we keep pushing this whole, like, you know, stop treating blacks the way you do, as if their lives are expendable, and treat them more like you treat whites, I feel like the direction that's going to go is that they're going to start shooting white people. It's like, oh, you want to be treated the same? Fine, you know. We didn't take this guy alive. I don't know why they do have that tendency to shoot black people more readily, but my thought is that they fear them. They're afraid because they don't know what a black person's going to do because they have a different culture and they don't know how those people were raised. And rather than expose themselves to the culture and get to know these people and have a better idea of who they are and how and why they react in situations, they prefer to just stay safe in their white world and shoot. Whereas with white people, it's like, oh, he's having a bad day, or oh, I can relate to this guy because I felt like he did. I just stopped before I, you know, started murdering people indiscriminately. Did you, or did you just do it with a badge? And you'll see black officers a lot of times who just, they toe that line and they support because of the culture, because of that line, that thin blue line. They don't want to speak out against their fellow officers because then they will be ostracized and excluded, and it's probably harder for them. I imagine it took time for them to become accepted and trusted, and they don't want to blow that because they speak out for somebody who was probably doing something wrong anyway, and the minor infractions that people commit go a long way to justify police shootings. They say, oh, well, he just stole cigars from a liquor store, so he's a criminal, so we killed him. How is that anywhere near acceptable or equitable? It's just insane. Well, I didn't really want to get onto this whole race thing, but it's more of a culture thing. And that's where I stand. I'm disapproving of people who are unwilling to accept the validity and right to existence of other cultures. And not just right to existence, but the right to exist in America. I'm not going to use the phrase that everybody uses about America, but it is a fact that one of the things that makes it great is the collection of cultures and influences and inspirations that make it what it is. We need to be appreciative of all that goes into making this such a great country. And not look at it as we've taken what we want from them, now get them out. That is a naive, ignorant viewpoint. And I believe that should be eradicated. Wow, this is an especially long episode. Thanks for slowing for the cone zone. Ick out.